Claire, do you know where my slippers are?
Right there, my sweet, by your feet.
That's cute, right there, my sweet, by your feet.
That's what I said. Just popped into my head.
Hey, you did it again.
Well, skitty scat, imagine that.
You're very poetic this morning.
Darren, I hate to burst your bubble, but I think I'm in trouble.
You're in trouble?
Whenever I speak, every time, my words come out in rhyme.
Sweetheart, are you sick?
Oh, I feel okay, but my speech is astray.
Well, are you telling me you're talking in rhyme because you can't help it?
That's right. You're bright.
Has this ever happened to you before?
Never in my life. On my word of honor as your wife.
Can't you say anything that doesn't rhyme?
I can try, you handsome guy.
I'll bet your Uncle Arthur put a spell on you. It's typical of his warped sense of humor.
No. No, he's not the one. He'd pop in to watch the fun.
What about your mother?
Darren, blood is thicker than water. She wouldn't do this to her daughter.
Don't worry, sweetheart. We'll find out what caused it. In the meantime, just stay calm.
There must be a logical answer, or my name is not some answer. Tabitha, eat your eggs. They're good for your legs.
Tabitha? Are you still talking in rhyme?
You bet I am. Would you like some jam?
Oh, no, thanks. I'll just have some coffee. I'll pour it myself. Frankly, sweetheart, all of this is beginning to get a little bit on my nerves.
It's also getting on mine. But I'm sure that soon I'll be fine.
Have you been able to get a hold of Dr. Bombay?
Whenever you're in poor condition, you can never reach your family physician.
Why don't you give him another try?
Calling Dr. Bombay! Calling Dr. Bombay! Emergency, come right away!
Daddy, is Mommy sick?
Oh, no, dear. Mommy's fine. She's just talking funny, that's all. Maybe Andorra knows where he is. Or maybe she knows what's wrong.
Mother dear, please heed my call. Your daughter's back is to the wall.
Sam, that's terrible.
Dee, it's no fun for me.
Good morning, Samantha. Dear little Tabitha.
What do you mean your back is to the wall? I'm having trouble with my words, and it's strictly for the birds.
She got up this morning talking in rhyme, and she can't stop it.
She can't? How peculiar.
I summoned Dr. Bombay. He didn't obey.
Dr. Bombay is on vacation.
Oh, fiddledy-dee. No doctor for me.
He's mountain climbing in Switzerland.
He's on an Alp when I need help.
Oh, some rhymes, yes, but puns, no. I'll find Dr. Bombay, and I'll have him give me a potion for you.
Oh, Mother, your consideration will be my salvation.
Oh, great galaxy. Goodbye, darling. I'll be back as soon as I can.
See you later, Mater.
Well, I guess I better get to the office. I suggest that you stay home. Don't answer the doorbell or the telephone. Unless the phone rings once, stops, then rings again. As a code to let me know how you're doing. Okay?
One ring, that's all. Then I answer your call.
Mm-hmm. So long, little sweetheart. So long, big sweetheart. Keep cool.
It's hard to keep cool when you talk like a fool.
Frankly, Larry, I find you're making social engagements for Samantha and myself without consulting me in bad character.
That's not bad character. It's my character. Darren, this dinner is not social. It's a sugar-coated business appointment. A little food, a little booze, and a lot of business.
But why Samantha?
Mr. Durfee carefully pointed out that Mrs. Durfee wants to meet the wife of the man who's personally handling the account.
I don't like the idea of Samantha being auditioned.
Well, why not? Sam makes a great impression.
I prefer doing business in a business environment.
And I prefer doing business the way the client prefers it. Darren, call Sam and tell her to line up a babysitter.
Sweetheart, I'm feeling fine. I was cutting some roses from the vine.
Sweetheart, we're very close to landing the Durfee dog food account. In fact, Mr. and Mrs. Durfee have invited us and Larry out to dinner tomorrow night.
Look, the door's open.
Gladys, that's snooping.
It is not.
Goodbye, sweetheart. I think I ought to put the flowers in some water.
Come back!
There. You satisfied? She's calling the police to report you for illegal entry. Our only choice is to apologize.
Mrs. Stevens, I know you're angry, but please give me a chance to tell you how sorry I am for my wife's stupidity. Mrs. Kravitz is a frustrated international spy. An open door to her is like a bag of peanuts to an elephant.
I understand the psychology, and I accept your apology.
Thank you.
We came to ask you to sign this petition. It's to install a traffic light on our mutual corner.
A traffic light is right, I'm sure. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
You're talking in rhyme. What is it? Some new kind of a parlor game?
Yes. It's a parlor game, and it's the most. It's all the rage from coast to coast.
I never heard of it.
Neither did I, but I'll give it a try. Oh, that rhymes. I did it.
For a beginner, you're a winner.
Come on, Gladys, play the game. Or else of you, I'll be ashamed.
Oh, Abner, stop it. Mrs. Stevens, may I have my petition?
Mrs. Kravitz, I sincerely hope I didn't offend you, and for your good citizenship, I commend you.
Abner, come.
She wouldn't try it even once, because when it comes to thinking fast on her feet, she is a dunce.
Oh.
Don't shove, my love.
Hi.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, I had a close call with Mrs. Kravitz. She came uninvited. One of her favorite habits.
Samantha, I'm sorry it took so long, but Dr. Bombay wasn't in Switzerland. He was mountain climbing in Tibet. I told him you have a Venetian verbal virus, and he said this would knock it right out.
Hello. Yes, Larry.
Change of plan. The Durfees are leaving town tomorrow, so our dinner party is for tonight.
Tonight? Well, I can make it, but I'm not sure Sam can. She has a little virus. I know I didn't mention it to you at the office, but...
Darren, don't make waves. I don't need to remind you that Durfee's dog food is a $2 million account. Give Sam a couple of aspirin, I'll pick you up at 7:30.
Change of plans. Our dinner with the client is tonight.
Samantha can't go out tonight. She's ill.
I'm hoping, boy, am I hoping she'll have a speedy recovery.
Dr. Bombay assured me that this potion works instantly.
Over the lips and past the gums. Look out, tummy. Here it comes. Did it do the trick? Or am I still sick?
Oh, no. Sam, what are we going to do?
Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll return to Dr. Bombay and accuse him of malpractice.
She went back to call him a quack.
Sam, before dinner, if you don't get rid of this thing, everyone will think you're a ding-a-ling.
Fiddle-dee-dee, you sound like me.
Mommy, Daddy, is something wrong?
Yes, dear, something is wrong.
Could you tell me what it is?
You tell her. As one W-I-T-C-H to another.
There once was a mommy named Sam, whose speech got her into a jam. Though she tried not to show it, she talked like a poet. If you think I'm unhappy, I am.
That's funny, Mommy.
Sweetheart, I hope you're not getting all dressed up for nothing.
In case I'm cured by a last-minute miracle, I have to be ready, don't I, dearicle?
Sam, it's getting worse. When Larry shows up, I'm going to tell him you're in bed with a raging fever.
Honey, don't overdo. Just tell him I've come down with the flu.
Sam, it's 7:25. He's picking us up at 7:30.
Well, where's the patient? I want to get back to Mount Everest before sunrise.
It's the matter.
Dr. Bombay is here. Good old mother. She's like no other. Let's go below and start the show.
You know, Indora, there are very few witches I would do this for.
Yes, I know, Dr. Bombay, and we're deeply grateful.
Dr. Bombay? Oh, good evening, Doc. What a pleasant shock.
Good evening, Samantha. Evening, Darby.
Darewood.
Just get on with it.
Yes. Well, when Indora told me my potion had failed to work, I graciously volunteered to come and examine you.
Can you do it in a hurry? In 5 minutes, we have to scurry.
Is that your only symptom, talking in rhyme?
Yes. Plus emotional distress.
Let me examine your elbow.
Your elbow?
Because it's centrally located.
You see, the elbow's connected to the arm bone, and the arm bone's connected to the shoulder bone, and the shoulder bone's connected to the...
Forget it!
Highly irregular. She does not have Venetian verbal virus. She doesn't have verbal virus at all. That's what happens when a layman makes a diagnosis.
What does she have?
I'll tell you. After I take a look at her with my amber corpuscular evaluator.
Which no home should be without.
Look! Spots! Mm-hmm.
Just as I suspected, secondary vocabularyitis.
What causes it?
Well, we don't know, but there's a lot of it going about. It's the same family as verbal virus, but the cure is completely different. I'm going to give you a sound wave injection. Sorry. Now say something, Samantha. Speak.
What should I say? Will my next sentence rhyme? It didn't! It worked! Darren, I'm cured.
So I hear.
Oh, Dr. Bombay, how can I ever thank you?
Simply stay healthy until I finish my vacation. And now,
I bid you all good night.
There goes a great doctor and a great warlock.
I always say, show me an executive with an intelligent wife, and I'll show you an executive you can trust.
I agree. 200%.
And your wife is not only intelligent, she's also charming and attractive.
That's very gracious of you, Mr. Durfee. Well, now that we're through with the compliments, what do we want to eat? How about 5 orders of Durfee dog food?
Mrs. Stevens, you said that in the spirit of humor. But there's more fact to it than fiction. Durfee's dog food uses only the finest ingredients. Lean, red hunks of pure beef, fortified and enriched with... That reminds me. When do you boys plan to tell me about the new advertising campaign?
Oscar, please, don't talk shop. This is a party. She doesn't want to mix business with pleasure. Mr. Durfee, your wife's a treasure. Oh, that's cute.
I might as well warn you. I'm going to be hard to convince that there's something more effective than serve Durfee's dog food to Rex and Rover, and their eating troubles will be over.
Please, let's change the subject. Where did you get that dress? It was designed by Francois Vail. I bought it on sale.
Sam, what's with the rhyming?
Who, me? Boop doop de dee.
Boop doop de dee?
Say, who beside me is hungry?
I am.
Me too. Fiddly do.
Sam, will you stop that?
Me no can do. Wowdy woo.
Let's order.
Sam, I know you're trying to charm them, but don't press.
Mrs. Stevens, you've hardly spoken during 6 courses.
When she did, it was always in rhyme.
Cute, huh? A little game we play all the time.
But enough is enough. Okay, Sam? I said, okay, Sam?
Dear, don't you feel well? I feel groovy. Anyone seen a good movie?
There she goes again.
Mrs. Stevens, will you please do me a favor and stop this?
Yes, Mr. Durfee. Perfy Worfy.
Sweetheart, isn't this a good time to check the babysitter?
I'll be back in a jiffy. Dinner was spiffy.
Advising my opinion.
About what?
I'd rather not say.
Mother, the rhymes are flowing like a fountain. Tell me the name of Bombay's mountain.
Mount Everest. He's probably at the top by now.
The top of Mount Everest. It's now or neverest.
Eureka! Samantha, you just made a mockery of my entire accomplishment. You're a naughty witch.
Well, I'm sorry, Dr. Bombay, but I don't feel so hot. I think I need a booster shot.
You do?
I hate to be terse, but it's getting worse.
Oh, yes, definitely relapse. I must have miscalculated. It's not secondary vocabularyitis, it's primary vocabularyitis. I'll increase the dosage. Sorry. Now, say something.
How now? brown horse. Oh, is that Dr. Bombay at work? Forgive me for bothering you. Oh, I'm back. And I won't rhyme that with anything.
That's good, honey. Never push a good thing too far.
Hope I didn't miss anything.
Not a thing. We've been talking about Durfee's dog food.
I meant, we just started.
I was just saying, a slogan that's been with the company for three generations isn't easily discarded.
Mr. Durfee, don't you really think that jingles are outmoded?
Maybe yes, maybe no.
I agree with you. That's a very perceptive answer.
I think jingles have become outmoded.
I just proved it to you by talking in rhyme until you all got irritated. Larry, weren't you irritated?
No, not exactly.
I was.
So was I.
Well, come to think of it, I was kind of irritated too.
It was awful. And I said it to demonstrate that how after a while jingles can get on people's nerves.
Mr. Durfee, if you'll listen to my new campaign with an open mind, I'm sure...
I'll listen. I may lose an old friend, but I'll listen. Tate, let's drop off the ladies and go down to your office. I assume you have some artwork to show me?
Yes, sir, we do.
Oh, please, allow me.
Oh, no, you're my guest.
No, I insist.
Very well, Tate, you insist.
Thank you.
Just Larry's luck. With a check he got stuck.
Sam?
Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm just kidding.
Good morning, beautiful girls.
Good morning, Daddy.
How'd you sleep?
Magnificently. As befits a man whose advertising campaign was approved by the client.
I can hardly wait to see it on television.
Hello, Tabitha.
Hello,
Samantha.
Hello, Darius. The pleasure of seeing you is rather vicarious.
Sam, she rhymed.
Say something else.
Why, that's absurd. I'll not rhyme a single word.
Uh-oh. She has it.
Yeah, she does. My beloved mother-in-law has secondary vocabularyitis.
Primary.
It's absolutely outrageous. You must have been contagious.
You probably caught it last night. I'll check with an amber corpuscular evaluator.
Like polka dot?
Yes, I'm afraid you do. Mother, you sit down and have some coffee. And I'll get Dr. Bombay as soon as breakfast is finished. While he's here, I'll have him vaccinate Tabitha just in case.
How about Daddy?
Oh, well, Daddy's safe. Mortals don't get primary vocabularyitis.
Let's hear it for mortals!
Darren.
Derwood, I do not like the way you gloat. So I'm turning you into a billy goat.
Mother! How could you?
Like this, my darling miss.
You just turn him back.
I will. But when I'm cured, and not until.
Oh, now, sweetheart, don't you worry. Just as soon as I can, I'll get Dr. Bombay and everything will be back to normal.
I'm going to ride the billy goat.
Tabitha, this is your father.
Honey, Daddy.
Ha, 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 ha.